Samsung Galaxy S9, OnePlus 6 and Google Wireless, Oculus Go. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday
News
Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
Okay, we just had our first glimpse at Samsung's folding phone, and it looks incredible. Hello everyone, it is David Cannon here. This is the Friday News Update, bringing you the latest tech news every single week. It is episode 51 for Friday the 9th of November 2018, and this week we have huge tech news from Samsung, Google and Xiaomi if you live in the UK. Yes, they have arrived in Great Britain. So let's jump straight into it. First up this week, Samsung have announced a new interface for their phones, some new features for Bixby, and have given us our first glimpse of that folding phone at this year's Samsung Developer Conference. So if you didn't know, the Samsung Developer Conference is Samsung's annual event where developers come and hear about Samsung's latest software that they might want to use in their own apps. So say Samsung adds a new S Pen feature to their Galaxy Note range, developers might think, well, I want to put that into my drawing app. So they'd come and hear how they can use that in their own apps. But this year, there was a ton more excitement around this event than usual because of that folding phone. In fact, I think like most people watching the live stream were just watching for that folding phone. So yes, we did see the folding phone. We don't have a name for it yet. We have barely any specs for it yet. And we didn't really see the design. It was sort of disguised in a case, but we have seen it in action. We've seen how it's gonna work. And it looks really, really cool. So you might be wondering by now, what on earth is this folding phone? Why do we need a phone that folds up? Well, this is both a phone and a tablet. It starts off as a phone-sized device with a screen on the front, obviously, but you can unfold it into a big-ish square tablet and get all that extra workspace in a device so small it fits in your pocket. That's going to be so useful for people who work on the go. I'm not personally that interested in this, but some people are going to find this really, really useful. So here is what we do know about it. The phone screen is 4.6 inches. I don't remember the last time I saw a phone that small, and it's got huge bezels above and below that screen, and it's only just over 720p. So yeah, this is clearly just an experiment, a prototype, really. It's not a mainstream device. You aren't really going to be buying this probably in about a year's time. And the tablet screen is 7.3 inches. It's kind of square and it's over full HD. So that is perfectly good. And they're both probably going to be AMOLED. And it can display three apps at once, which is going to be really, really good for multitasking, and it's going to be released next year. So look out for that next year, but that's all we know for now. Samsung also announced a new interface for their phones called One UI. So it's now much more colorful. It's got a nice new font and they've decluttered everything, which is good. And it overall just looks much, much nicer. But the main cool new features here are that they've redesigned their apps and the quick settings so that all the buttons and everything you're going to touch are in the lower half of the screen so that it's much easier to reach everything one-handed. So that is a really nicely thought out interface now. Well done, Samsung. It's going to make it much easier to use your phone. There's also now a night mode, or as you probably know it, dark mode. So that is going to look great. And they've designed important stuff to contrast with the white or black background so that you can see it easier. So that is all really well thought out, and that's going to be released in beta in the US later this month to the Galaxy S9. And it's going to roll out to everyone else probably next year with Android Pie. Finally, we have some new features for Bixby. So the main one is Bixby Capsules. So these are basically the same as Alexa Skills or Google Assistant Actions. They're little apps that developers can build to make Bixby be able to do more stuff. So if a business can offer a service that Bixby isn't offering, then they can build a capsule with this new Bixby Developer Studio, which is available for Windows and macOS from bixbydevelopers.com right now. And when customers enable this capsule, they can then talk to this service, interact with this service through Bixby, through voice or touch, and that is going to make Bixby much more useful. You can just ask Bixby to book you a taxi from your favorite taxi provider, or book a hotel from booking.com or something like that, and you're going to be able to publish these if you're a developer next year to the Bixby marketplace, but you can play around with it right now and see what you can make. And next year, Bixby is going to get even more useful. And Bixby is also now available in British English, Italian, German, French, and Spanish. So much more countries are getting Bixby now. And one more thing, Samsung have talked about some upcoming screen designs that are going to be featured on their upcoming phones. One's called Infinity O, and this confirms Samsung is working on a phone with a hole in the screen for the camera so that there's no notch, no bezels at all. The screen extends all the way to the edges, and there's also something called New Infinity, which has no holes in the screen, so presumably a camera underneath the screen that can take pictures from under the screen. That would be cool. So those are very exciting, and so that means Samsung can carry on producing phones without notches, which is fantastic. Oh, wait. Oh, they announced screens with notches as well. Oh, why Samsung? Why did you have to do this? You avoided it for so long. Anyway, they are washer drop notches, so not big notches, so that shouldn't disrupt the screen too much. It's the notch design everyone is liking at the moment. Google also held the Android Dev Summit this week, where they announced some new features for Android. So the most important are Android now supports folding phones. So Android will now be optimized for folding phones. It'll work really well on them, and developers will now be able to make apps that work really well on folding phones. And there's a new in-app updates API, which means app developers can now ask you to update apps within the apps, and it will download and install the update without you having to actually leave the app. So once it's done, you just go back to the app. So that is great. But what's even better is a flexible update type, which basically means it can download and install an update in the background while you continue to use the app that's updating. So no disruption at all anymore. That's going to be great. You're going to start seeing that in apps very, very soon. And finally, Xiaomi have arrived in the UK, bringing all of their great value products to the UK, where you can now buy them. So the headline product is the Mi 8 Pro, giving you a brilliant 6.2-inch AMOLED screen, an in-screen fingerprint sensor, Snapdragon 845, and facial recognition that works in the dark for £500. That is definitely a phone to consider. There's also £25 Bluetooth earphones and an electric scooter that you can actually drive legally on roads, but it looks cool anyway. So definitely go check out Mi.com and see if there's anything you fancy. But for now, thanks for listening and goodbye.